Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Fardad Zabachian, who has spent his career creating interpretation technologies for some of the most storied diplomatic organizations and global businesses. He is the CEO of Kudo, a web-based video conference platform with real-time language interpretation. You gotta love it. And Fardad, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. Much appreciated. So tell us, why is language communication a friction point that keeps businesses from expanding globally?
Well, when you think about it, we've seen in the last 18 months how video really became the de facto of communication. And knowing that 80% of the revenue of Fortune 500 companies coming from outside of the U.S., and only 20% of the world's population, they speak English. You see how important it is to really communicate with your partners, clients, and even internal team members on a global level for enterprises that they do business on a global scale. Accessing language has been always a challenging part, because where do I start? Where do I start finding an interpreter? Let's say you're a financial institution and you want to do a due diligence with a Japanese potential partner. Where do I start finding a Japanese interpreter who is actually qualified to support me in a real-time communication with my partner in Japan? How soon do I need to start finding that language talent? How do I trust that interpreter? What meeting platform do I use? And that's really what we're trying to solve at Kudo.
Such a need for this in the market. Well done on your part to make this a reality. Now, what is your background in multilingual meetings, specifically large global summits, working with world leaders? Talk to us about that. That's quite interesting.
Sure. So I started my career about 24 years ago in the space of multilingual meetings and equipment for in-person meetings. I've been in the space for more than two decades, providing hardware solutions, both for permanent install and also per event base, for those meetings that they need language support. So projects, installations such as United Nations, a lot of large organizations such as World Bank, IMF, a lot of events such as G20, Olympic Games. Whenever people, they needed to have access to equipment to be able to communicate. So that's kind of been my expertise in the last two decades. The reason I moved from San Francisco to New York about 10 years ago was winning the contract to renovate the entire UN, all the 20 conference rooms. Now, of course, I learned a lot during this two decades, but also saw how complex it is to accessing interpreting services and all the infrastructure that is needed, and really thought about how we can remove these friction points, create a product that is simple to use, and make it possible for business users as we are moving to completely a new way of working that are very consistent on a shorter meetings, but more frequently, and very much very global as well. And that kind of drove me to where I am today with Kudo Solutions.
Awfully impressive, and you certainly got a vast amount of background there that supports your ability to be in the place that you are today, the CEO of Kudo. Awesome stuff. Now, I understand that the world of interpreters is a very incredible and an interesting one. Tell us how interpreters have worked in the past and how technologizing this has contributed to global business.
So interpreters are very talented group of individuals who are not just very good in speaking multiple languages. They are able to do simultaneous interpretation, and they go through extensive training and experiencing various scenarios to be able to provide live language interpretation in their working languages. Now, of course, interpreters, many years ago, they used to pretty much sit next to the queen and the king and helping them with communicating with the other counterparts. Now, of course, over centuries, we've seen interpreters actually using technology for in-person meetings. Now, of course, over the last 2-3 years, as more meetings are transitioning to online, so interpreters are also gearing up to be able to provide their services for online meetings. And online meetings are growing significantly. So being able to use technology and be able to basically provide live language translation from the speaker to the participant and back and forth. So that's really created a new space, which is the multilingual web conferencing, where you have participants that could be speakers or only viewers, and also you have a new role, which is interpreters. So they are able to listen live to the speakers while doing live interpretation into their respective languages. And this could go on many languages in one meeting. We've had as many as 24 languages in one single meeting that lasted only 90 minutes.
Well, those numbers right there certainly back up the need and the efficiency. Incredible. Today, we're joined by Mr. Fardad Zabetian. He is the CEO of Kudo, a web-based video conference platform with real-time language interpretation. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what was your inspiration to build Kudo in the first place, and how does it actually work?
Sure. The idea, I really believe in creating a platform that we can communicate easily on a global scale. What it means is not necessarily a product leader, a sales leader, a marketing leader, a thought leader, whenever they want to communicate with their counterparts, with their partners, clients, internal team members, they should be able to communicate in their own language. Now, how to make this easy to schedule, easy to deliver? That's the goal. That's what we are working hard every day. So we have built the largest community of on-demand interpreters for business meetings over the last 4 years. We have over 10,000 interpreters on our platform, providing 80-plus languages. Our vision is to be able to provide language support for, let's say, any product manager, any sales leader, any analyst easily, independent from their productivity tool, their meeting platform that they use. So we create this Kudo B2B marketplace, which is the first of its kind of a B2B enterprise ready marketplace where businesses can search, check availability, and book interpreters. We also build our AI assist, where we're going to use artificial intelligence to support interpreters to prep for the meetings based on the glossary, the terminology of that specific topic, to be able to deliver the most accurate terminology and glossary for that specific client. Now, we also have our own web conferencing platform, CUDO platform, that is available for enterprises, where you can host your meetings, you can schedule your meetings. You also get a very transparent report to see the engagement of your audience in that meeting. So if you want to host a town hall meeting, a CEO wants to address her team on a global level, and if this team are distributed in 7 different countries speaking, 5 different languages, we would be able to do that on CUDO with live interactive conversations for all the participants. And this has taken us about 4 years to get here, but I'm happy to report that we have world-class enterprise users on our platform, a lot of executive education, a lot of due diligence meetings, as well as board meetings and basically product training that is happening on our basically virtual meeting space, CUDO.
Mr. Zabashian, this is absolutely phenomenal. What a vision and what an effort here to make this a reality, and congratulations on this. Quite exciting. Now, I'd say after hearing all that, you are more than likely not only unique in this space, but without any competitors. Am I correct by saying or asking that?
So there are a few things, but let me start with really the key differentiator, which is kind of an unfair advantage that we have in the market because of our domain expertise. The founding team of the company, they're coming from collectively 60 years of experience in the space of multilingual meetings and software development. So that really put us on a different category. Additionally, we are the only multilingual delivery platform linked with the only B2B enterprise-ready marketplace with such a vast community of professional interpreters who are ready to support business meetings in 80-plus languages. But also, we are very global. So we've grown from 10 to 130 people in 11 months. And I have to say, I got to meet only probably 10, 15 of them in person, as we are pretty much covering from all the way from Sydney, Australia to Bay Area in California, all the time zones, and being able to support clients globally.
What an opportunity for business leaders and businesses to tap into CUDO and its platform, a web-based video conference platform with real-time language interpretation. Really appreciate your joining us and introducing CUDO to the audience. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, maybe a piece of advice or anything else you'd like to make us aware of as we do conclude today?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having me on your podcast. What I would say is just asking the audience to think about how many of those conversations that are pretty much happening, but they could go online with multiple languages and could reach out to more audience. How many conversations are not happening because of language barrier? And that's really what we want to support. We want to be able to be the passport of international communication within online space. So independent from where you are, what platform you use, what virtual event platform you are, when you need language support, Kudo is going to be there to support you.
Fardad, if listeners wanted to tap into Kudo or to be in touch or to get further information online, where's the best place online to do so?
Kudo.live. That's where we have live demonstrations, one-on-one demos, and a lot of good white papers for our audience to download and see about how language could really help them to go to global markets quicker and more efficiently.
It makes total sense to tap into this for global expansion efforts. Again, folks, that website for more details is kudo.live. Mr. Zabashian, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Fardad Zabashian, the CEO of Kudo, a web-based video conference platform with real-time language interpretation. And for all the details, simply visit kudo.live. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.